And at the end of school, you decided to become a nurse, am I right in saying?
Yes. Well, my older brother, who had gone to university at a time when a lot of the ex-soldiers, were coming back. Anyway, for some reason or other, what he wanted to study was engineering, and you didn't do that in St Andrews, it was in Dundee, and he spent most of the time on the train playing cards. So she didn't do very well, and my father was bitterly disappointed. I wanted to be a nurse, but my father said nurses didn't have a good reputation, in a way. And he said, no, if you're interested in medicine, you must study to be a doctor. And I was actually very lazy and hated exams. And I knew, like, 5 years, I'd met enough medical students by this time. Anyway, one of my teachers, luckily, said to me, if you want to be a nurse, you have to go to the Florence Nightingale Training School in London. And strangely enough, the daughter of the minister of the town church, who was head girl at St Leonard's, she went to St Thomas's. So anyway, my father wrote to matron of St Thomas's and signed himself Erwin Finley Freundlich. The double barrel seemed to have worked. And so I was invited to St Thomas's. I was enrolled, and everybody said afterwards it was quite an honour to be accepted.
And by that time, did you feel yourself as having properly integrated into Britain, or did you still feel?
Oh no, still felt very European.
Did you?
Yes.
But did you find people were more willing to befriend you by this time? Or local people?
No, I think, sadly, my mother didn't settle well. And my father, I think, didn't. Although, I mean, the university was good in many ways to him. When he became 65, he was in the middle of a research project, which he wanted to finish. So they allowed him to stay on till he was 70. But as he also had gone to Germany to see what relatives were left and found a brother and several nieces, and with restitution, he decided to go back to Germany in 1958, much to Fred's, to my husband's chagrin. Chagrin, chagrin.
So you were down, you studied nursing in St Thomas's?
No, I didn't. I
You
didn't.
didn't.
I was too young. Unfortunately, the matron accepted me, but said I was then, I think, 16 and a half when I went to for the interview. And she said, no, go to the Edinburgh School College of Domestic Science, where they have a pre-nursing course which would get you through the first two exams, the hygiene, anatomy, physiology, hygiene, dietetics. But unfortunately, the pre-nursing course, first of all, had a year of domestic science, where my father said all I learnt was how to peel potatoes with mathematical precision. Or, did you know you should sweep a room from the window to the door? Oh, and how to engage and dismiss a maid. So we
Very useful.
all of the ones that were on this, the ones, the pre-nursing ones, we all decided at the end of the first year we would just go and find ourselves another job. And somebody in my class at school in St Andrews had gone to the City Fever Hospital. So she was a year ahead of me. So I just followed in her footsteps and did fever nursing for.
At the Edinburgh City Hospital. And then how did you meet your husband?
That's another long story. Yes. All right. My father came from St Andrews to Glasgow as external examiner. And at the university, he met a very nice man called Dr. Orenstein, who I think, I can't remember exactly what his, I know he was in product engineering, but anyway. Anyway, one evening, the Goldschmidt family, consisting of my father-in-law, mother-in-law, and sister-in-law, Liesl, were on their way home from the factory they had established, but between Gallowgate and London Road, just past
The
Glasgow,
end of
yes,
Glasgow,
Glasgow
yeah.
Cross. And they were going home to Thornley Bank, and however, they had borrowed a book. Well, the German Jews that came to Glasgow tended to congregate together, right? And they sent Liesl upstairs to the Ornsteins to return a book, and Liesl was an awfully long time coming back. So when she got back in the car, she said, "The Ornsteins have the most fascinating visitor." So when my mother-in-law got home, she phoned Mrs. Ornstein and said, the next time you have this fascinating visitor, please invite us as well. Fred would be 4 years older than me also, was already studying already in Leicester. When he came out of college, he had was full of ideas, but his mother wouldn't sort of, you know, let him bring these into the factory. So Fred, disillusioned, went off to Canada for a while, where he was going to start his own little business. But then his father died, so he came back. Right. Oh, yes, at Liesl's wedding, my parents met another German Jewish family called Pausen and discovered they also had paintings by Lionel Feininger, a quite well-known...
So you met your husband and...
No, that was through them, through the Pausens that I met.
Ah, right.
Fred, right? I'll try and be very, very quick. Mm. Okay. At the wedding, they met the Pausens and they said, come and see our paintings. Nice one. So one of the days when I came home to St. Andrews on nights off or something, the Pausens were just leaving, getting on the train. And, oh, my father was going to America to see another observatory, Mount Wilson. Oh, goodness knows what they had, yet a bigger telescope. And so he said, when your parents are away, and you have nights off, come and stay with us. And that suited me very well because I had met another medical student. However, the long and the short and the tall was when the first time I arrived, Mrs. Powerson said, you must go to bed because Fred Goldschmidt is coming to take you to the concert tonight. He's just come back and he's living with his mother and he doesn't know any nice Jewish girls. I said, no, I'm going out. I'm meeting Ian, the medical student, for tea at the Cadoro. However, when Fred... Oh, yes. Apparently, Mrs. Pausen phoned Fred, and it was a dutiful son. He said, all right, I'll take her to the concert on Saturday, but I'm busy all day Sunday. So anyway, when he came... Actually, I just fell for him straight away. And at the concert, we turned to each other and said exactly the same thing. And... anyway, that was how I met Fred.
Oh, that's very nice.